Zechariah chapter 14. Indeed, the day of the Lord, Jehovah, is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. Because I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city will be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city will go forth into captivity, and the remnant of the people will not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord, Jehovah, will go forth, and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet will stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives will split in its midst towards the east and towards the west, and there will be a very great valley. And half of the mountain will move towards the north, and half of it towards the south. And you will flee to the valley of the mountains. Because the valley of the mountains will reach to Azal. Yes, you will flee, as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah. And the Lord, Jehovah, my God will come, and all the saints with you. And it will come to pass in that day, that the light will not be clear, nor dark. But it will be one day which will be known to the Lord, Jehovah, not day, nor night, but it will come to pass, that at evening time it will be light. And it will be in that day, that living waters will go out from Jerusalem, half of them towards the eastern Dead Sea, and half of them towards the western Mediterranean Sea. In summer and in winter it will be. And the Lord, Jehovah, will be king over all the earth. In that day there will be one Lord, Jehovah, and his name one. All the land will be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon south of Jerusalem, and it will be lifted up, and lived in her place, from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. And men will live in it, and there will be no more complete destruction, but Jerusalem will be safely lived in. And this will be the plague with which the Lord, Jehovah, will strike all the people who have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes will consume away in their holes, and their tongue will consume away in their mouth. And it will come to pass in that day, that a great tumult from the Lord, Jehovah, will be among them. And they will lay hold everyone on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand will rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also will fight at Jerusalem. And the wealth of all the heathen, ungodly nations, all around will be gathered together, gold, and silver, and clothing, in great abundance. And so shall the plague of the horse be, of the mule, of the camel, and of the donkey, and of all the beasts that will be in these tents, as this plague. And it will come to pass, that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem will even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it will be, that whoever will not come up of all the families of the earth to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, even upon them there will be no rain. And if the family of Egypt does not go up, and does not come, who has no rain, there will be the plague, with which the Lord Jehovah will strike the heathen, ungodly nations, who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This will be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day there will be inscribed upon the bells of the horses, Holiness to the Lord, Jehovah. And the pots in the Lord's, Jehovah's, house, temple, will be like the bowls before the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holiness to the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And all those who sacrifice will come and take of them, and boil in them, and in that day the Canaanite will no more be in the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes.